Blog Talk Radio.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice this evening, a hastily arranged show with events ongoing, and so I decided to play it twice. Let me just cancel that. I'm blocked off playing games. Sorry about that. Right, this will be a special show. It will last 90 minutes. We'll have Drake come on and speak. I will go through a meditation-style event with 8 or 9 different categories that I'd like everyone to think about. It will be a bit of a roller coaster meditation-style, focus-style event, not your normal meditation you'll experience. But this is different and difficult times, and it's we feel it was important to do so. Tanath will be on later to give a speech, as will Chloe Kirker, as you know her on the page. And before all that, I'm going to play a song. Listen to the words. Bye for now.
Baby, hold the journey we must have.
Hi all and welcome to Cosmic Voice on this Saturday, March 28th. With things that have been going on this week, and they have been going on, despite what some people will have doubts because it's not out and it's not on the mainstream, things are ongoing. And we felt it was important to address some of the things and also like a personal exercise for people to be ready. And this is the purpose of tonight's show, and there'll be guests coming on. Danath and Chloe will be on later. Drake will give a speech hopefully soon. He's not available at the moment, but we'll continue nonetheless. Now, the meditation, as I said earlier, has about 8 or 9 parts to it. It's not one long period of silence. It's a period of reflection, personal reflection, and a collective reflection of each and every one of us. It will roughly take probably 15-20 minutes overall, but it's going to go through a roller coaster of each stage of your development, past, present, and future, and get you into a position to be ready. Now, as I said, it's an exercise to prepare ourselves personally and collectively for the events that are to come. An exercise in moving the focus from the I to the we. This is important. We must come together. It is what we need. Like the first song says, we are the ones that can be the change. When we collectively stand up, we make things happen. The cabal know that the individual can easily be made to feel weak by isolating us. They've tried that. Let us show them that we're not to be isolated and we're not to be messed with and to stand up. We are not weak when we stand together. The weight club is almost over. The poop is hitting the fan at this time and appears to be active. You may not see it out in the open at first, but things are ongoing, past, present, and future. Drake has given you messages and heads up. Some have listened to those messages, some haven't. In the week of the 3rd anniversary of the now famous or infamous, depending on where you stand, interview with David Wilcock, we've had a vast 3-year learning curve that has been undertaken by the members of this group and beyond. It's been difficult, a difficult learning curve for many people. You know, you're learning things you never thought were possible or envisioned. That has been hard for many people. At this point, I'd like to thank Drake for all the time and the effort he has put into awakening people and preparing you at the same time. Many of you will also know I personally, and Chloe as well, have helped behind the scenes with certain things. What I'm asking now is for you to help others in return. A Cosmic Voice has some of the most awake people on the planet. We must draw from all that we've learned over the past years. It's been extensive. The number of categories that we covered on this show is quite unique. You know, other well-researched people all have like individual items to draw on. A Cosmic Voice, draw on the many. We've covered so many things: banking frauds, you know, the ET stuff. You know, the list has been endless. And some of these learnings were very hard for people. And the more we understood of the evil done here, the more painful it came for people. And hopefully this meditation tonight will help with that. Trying to exist with this painful knowledge, with a vast majority of unaware who maintain their denial despite all of the proof given to them, has been a difficult exercise for all of us. I've heard all people, you're telling me, Tommy, what can I do? I've told friends and family, they all think I'm nuts. Yeah, we've all been through that, except we're not the ones. And the proof of all that has been said will be prevalent fairly soon. I know people don't like that word and the imminent word and the 2 weeks, but things are really active and live currently. I will not state how or why. You may get further messages in a show that takes place after this, the militia show with Firehawk that was posted earlier. That may give you more intel on that. Drake may appear shortly, and he might be able to fill you in with a bit more details of that. Unfortunately, at this time, there is no more time to teach and learn anymore. Now is the time for solutions. The unawakened ones will be looking to us to lead them. And part of the meditation is about that, how you're going to react with that. So when all this happens, how will each one of us who are bombarded with questions from all around us, how will you react? How will you portray that knowledge that you've learned over 3 years with Drake and maybe many more outside of Drake? We will be looked upon as leaders in many respects. It's difficult and to comprehend, but that is the way things will go. There's not enough of us with the knowledge. So the people who have the knowledge will be the leaders. That doesn't mean to say that we have to go around goose-stepping with knowledge. You must listen. No, we will do it with dignity and calm. And with an understanding that it's going to be everything that we've gone through over the number of the years of the learning curve, they're going to go through in the space of hours and weeks. We've had a step transition into learning the difficult things, the hard things, the awful, evil things that have come about on this planet. We've had step by step, and each of us has gone bit by bit down the rabbit hole. Some have stopped halfway, some have stopped after the first learning curve. That's their choice. But some of us have gone all the way down, and there's still more to follow. And the people that chose to ignore it are going to have this learning curve in a very, very short space of time. Imagine what all you've gone through learning being condensed into a few hours, a few days, or a few weeks. So that has to be addressed in a good and calm manner. The purpose of this exercise is to empower us to be ready and think clearly. When all the changes start to happen, we can only think clearly, come up with solutions when we are in a calm mind and a calm state. This exercise is to practice this by running through the reality of it all and going down the rabbit hole in a mock experience type dry run. How we personally will react to it, which can tell us ways of how to modify and refine our thinking to be more centered and more calm. This exercise will enable us to be the best use to ourselves and to our loved ones, and also the collective. Think about how you will react to being bombarded with questions about what is going on. Will you be ready for that? The mental exercise is to set our collective intention on our centers of power so that we may stay calm in the center of a potential storm. No matter what's going on personally, as it's the collective power that matters. All our problems, even though they've been ongoing for some time, have taken a toll on us. They are transient. They will pass. This is an exercise in practicing how we will be when this really all starts to unfold. We'll be using our imaginations to dry run the potential chaos to best prepare ourselves by clearing any unuseful reactions we may have. We have got to be mentally prepared to be the leaders for the unawakened. To do this, we'll need to stay in our core center, unmovable and steady in our highest vibrational state possible, whilst being potentially in the middle of a storm. This time now is about what we do, not I, the personal. Upstairs is pretty much done. What is left now is what we have to do. Finish what we ourselves need to do on the ground. Remember, we are not alone. We never have been. We have had heaps of help from above, on the surface and even below, a lot of which has not been out in the open for various reasons at this time, but it will be in the future. If you've not seen or felt the effects, the results of what's already happened, try to focus, and that is okay. If you've not felt that, that's fine, but now refocus on what has not happened. There's been no cataclysm, no nuclear war, no World War III, no CERN games, the Bundy Ranch climb down, the South Carolina nuclear event, the East Coast nuclear event, and no Agenda 21. They have all failed, all of them. Sometimes it's not about I haven't seen anything happen. It's about what hasn't happened. They're the key events, what the cabal wanted to roll out on us. They've all failed. All these events should have been taking place long before now and haven't done due to various interventions. Yes, they like to talk about it, make movies, TV shows about how to facilitate their black magic. But it has not and will not happen. Hold on to this fact and know that they are continuing to do this only speaks of how desperate they are for their fear energy to feed off. Let us not fall for it and help others who do not know this to also not fall for this fear. Be the calm. The collective needs calmness to find the solutions. Not only that, only from our calm centers can we manifest this transition and us all with it. Fear. Fear is a future word. So unless you have the ability to see into the future, you can't have fear. I fear this may happen. That's a future word. So unless you can see into the future, drop the fear. Don't hold on to it. Yes, you could have concerns, but don't let it grip you. Right. And that's the introduction. I was hoping Drake would come on for 10-15 minutes. He should be finished on a call. We'll have a short music break and hopefully we can get Drake back on. After Drake has spoken, we will do the exercise and focus. Right, let me just find a song to put on. And right, this one will do. Hi all, and welcome back to Cosmic Voice this evening. I've finally managed to locate Drake, and here he is to give us some updates. Hi, Drake.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not stepping on the mute button either. At least not this time. Okay. I did a whole bunch of checking today. That's what I've been doing all day. Then I was watching TV and fell asleep when I was taking a break, and all of a sudden, Thomas calls me and says, "Hey, you gonna be on his show?" And I said, "Well, sure, I guess I can be. I forgot all about it. I just, you know." Anyway, old people can get away with that stuff. And the gist of it is simple. Yeah, it's exciting what's going on. Now, as I said, I've been checking all day. I've heard from three different people, one of whom I give credit to. The other two are questionable. You'll find a lot of things posted through the website to everybody. And, yeah, you should get excited about this. But don't worry about having panic attacks or palpitations over it. And I'll tell you why. Two reasons. One is that they didn't disclose everything in what you're able to get a hold of. That's first. Number two, the reports that I've been getting from varying places all over the country that people are being snatched and this sort of thing ain't verified. Now, so, it, you know, anybody can start a rumor. I mean, I could really have some fun with that. but the interesting part about it was what the verifiable or reliable contact I got told me about it. There's a video that's out. It's got a guy that was in Spec Ops for about 20 years, and he stipulates it's just training. Well, I'm not going to just take one person's little video for it, so I decided to check further. And I started looking at it all real close. Now, anybody who has not ever watched an old war movie, which is probably doubtful. Most people have at one point or another. Hasn't seen what it's like in terms of what's called house-to-house fighting or extraction and things of this nature. First of all, there ain't going to be any towns and general population involved. Okay? I want everybody to understand this. This is the program that I got from people who can see the classified documentation. Now, the part that I'm going to tell you about is not classified. It's just confidential. In other words, supposedly you ain't supposed to talk about it a whole bunch, and I ain't. What I will tell you is this. The places that this thing is going to take place is private property. In other words, I got permission from the landowner to go practice falling out of helicopters and whatever else they might come up with to do. The main places where you can get enough open land for that size of an exercise, practice, or whatever drill you want to call it, that's on non-federal land is limited. It would be okay in Oklahoma, except you can see everybody. Now, two stipulations. They wanted a variety of terrain to practice in. Texas has got that, all the way from mountains to sand. Okay, then to go along with it, the wide open spaces, and Texas is getting filled up, I'm telling you, but it's still got some huge places where there isn't anybody hardly at all. The people that are there have been talked to about it. Here's what we're planning to do. We want to practice. Do you feel like being a practice dummy? Now, I don't know if that goes to paintball or something of that nature. At most, people will be carrying blanks. You can see a blank adapter, and I'm going to make this real clear. You can see a blank adapter on a rifle at quite a distance. That's first. You can look at that and see it. Number two. Now, I've covered the one main one, open land, and that it's not all that nasty. Okay. The operational parameters of this kind of a practice drill are interesting. They're going to practice extracting people from houses. They're going to practice sneaking up on a house. All the usual things that go into this. And I know that sounds a little bit funny, but I'm finding that the manner in which they're going about it is such that my suspicion, and this will probably mess everybody's mind up, is that there's always a two-way street to things if something is acceptable to everybody, generally. The idea of being invaded by special forces ain't exactly a part of this. This has gone real public long before the internet got a hold of it and exploded with it. And so the other part of that is that, and I think this is funny, this may be really good practice for going in, finding, and rooting out all of these crooked people that we got in our government. Now let that sink in for a minute. You get to go practice with people who are willing to practice and go from there. I saw a video, and I posted it, and if you look at it, in terms of airborne or air mobile and things of this nature, the chopper does what's called a touch and go. They come in, touch down, and take right back off again. This is normal practice for anybody that wants to learn how to soft land a chopper so you don't break the landing gear or the skids or damage something else or drop people on the ground on their head and that sort of thing if you hit too hard. And believe me, it's been a while since people did what's called hard landing surfaces. In Vietnam, it was muddy, but the places we picked were generally solid. That was the last time anybody really had hard surface practice, other than we got the Naval Air Corps and people that practice on the flat tops and all that. That would be the same sort of deal. But that's one of the reasons for the touch and go type of thing. It's a simple practice. See whether or not you do okay, and you get scored. And if your pilot capabilities are lacking, you end up, if you want to keep your flight capability, you go back to school. I mean, they'll send you back to grade school. Hey, look, dude, start over. This be ground. Jump up in the air and land. If you don't bend your knees, it hurts. You know, simple stuff. Anyway, so the procedures of practice involve making a decent landing with a chopper. That's one delivery system. You got disembarkation from vehicles, all kinds. Humvees are different than a 2.5-ton or deuce and a half, as they call it. Disembarking from a chopper is different than any other type of aircraft, and so you have to practice with these things to be familiar. And basically, this is a drill. That's it. Practice only. The things that you're going to find is that you're going to have several people in several places practicing different things at the same time. Now, the militia is alerted. Those people who can are watching. That's it. Any kind of funky, and they got a problem with the militia. With me and a whole bunch of other people. I do believe by now, as long as I've been on the air and a bunch of other people have been on the air, that they probably are very well aware that nobody trusts the government right now. So anything like this is definitely going to raise hackles. Everybody's going to go, I feel like somebody's watching me and the little hairs on my neck is standing up. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Getting overtly excited about it, well, the limited information I received during most of the show was simply that. I got word from a couple of people on that long break we took as to what's really going on. Calm it down, unwind it. It ain't nasty like we thought it was. That was what I got at that point. I rechecked with those two people that contacted me. They confirmed it. Then I talked to, as I said, the person that I really feel knows what's going on, and it was explained to me similarly to what I'm explaining it to you as. It's simply training. Now, wouldn't it be nice if these guys are really proficient at going in and snatching up politicians and bringing them to the FEMA camps? I think that would be great. So I'm looking at it as, oh, okay. And I think maybe our good military is going, hey, that's pretty cool, man. We get to practice going and getting them. All right, you know. So within all this, I then checked with somebody else. I'm not going to give anybody any clue as to where that person is or where they come from or any of that. And come to find out, the operation itself has no intention of doing anything funny, period. They have been specially instructed to make damn sure that don't happen if they like what they're doing. Now, that sounds to me like somebody doesn't want to serve out the rest of his military career counting fish in the Amazon or counting snowflakes on one of the North or South Poles. And so I look at this. I took it with a grain of salt. I looked at this. And here's the skinny of the inside as to whom I talk to. None of these people, except one, is directly involved actively in the military. Two are in, and I'm going to quote this very generally, intelligence. The third one is an advisor, and that's as far as you get. So I give these people pretty high marks. They've always been accurate. They've never lied to me. And so I look at all that and I go, whew, now we kind of wait and see. You know, it's kind of like our weight club or fan clubs that like to play games with us so much. And from what I can tell, it didn't have the correct feel when it came up as an anxiety kind of situation. It didn't have the edge. And only people that have dealt with that active combat edge of life and death, bullets whizzing and things blowing up, has a feel for that. Very few others, and I mean extraordinarily few, have that capability. I'm one of those people that does kind of feel that. However, at the time of the show, when I found out it was all real, that was excitable. Now, I'm going to suggest two things. First, we've got some of the very finest the military has ever produced whom are actively involved in our militias. This is true all throughout the country. Some of those people actually served at the same time I did in differing capacities in Vietnam. They're old farts, but they're also experts. Then you got some of these young folks that have served recently in more recent battles who are just exactly the same caliber. The older guys, the seniors, have been checking these younger people out to see how good they really are, and they find them top-notch. So we got a conglomeration, and I feel trusting of the capability. Reason I do is that there was an incident, and I'll explain it to you real quick, where something was supposed to happen. I got word of it through a quickie from a friend. So I ran it by a certain person, certain people. And one certain person got in touch with a couple of people, and those other couple of people took care of business. The same notification had been given to official agencies about between a half an hour and an hour before I got the information. Our people showed up some 2 hours ahead of the officials who were there to make sure nothing happened. Already there checking it out. This same capability is true right now and will be until we're all the way through all this. We are well ahead of the game. We have a communications system. I just love this. They're still hunting for it every once in a while, especially when I mention it. In the militia, they cannot figure out how we talk to people. I talk all the way across the country, and they can't find it. They can't get it. Can't get a hold of it. Don't know where it went. I just hope it drives somebody. It gives somebody job security, for sure. But the neat part about it is that the possibilities of the thing becoming bad are there. I'm not going to deny that. You have just the same possibilities of it being nothing more than practice at the same time. And the neat part is that there's a whole bunch of people out there with a lot of experience who are experts watching. So anything that turns up funny at any point will be addressed immediately. And that gives me the capability to fall asleep on the couch. I was supposed to be on the show. Well, whoops. I beg your pardon. Apologize to Tommy and everybody else. And be that as it may, I was able to relax enough to fall asleep. I slept a little bit last night. It was fitful. But the last couple of nights have been right at first. Had trouble sleeping. All those anxietal memories from the battlefield come flooding back every time something like this goes on. Hypervigilance and the whole nine yards. But that has faded. And as I said, and we'll say again, there was a lack of that edge. That, I don't know what you'd call it, edge that can cut you, and it ain't a smooth edge, something that kind of tears at you a little bit, and you can feel that sort of thing. It's hanging in the air somewhere, and you'd like to slap it away like a mosquito, but it won't go away. Well, it's subsided, and as I said, I've checked it thoroughly. I don't see any problem. Okay, Tommy?
Yes. Thanks for that, Drake.
You're welcome.
Where is she? Right. Taff?
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome back. So, we've asked you to come on this evening and give us some of your time and some of your intellect and knowledge. And hopefully empower the people. Thanks for that.
I appreciate it. Am I online right now? Or?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, good evening, morning, whatever your time of day is, everyone. When Tommy asked me to talk tonight and told me a bit about what the show was about, I immediately agreed because this is something that's been sort of burning a hole in my ear as it is. I have three basic things that I want to say. First of all, many things are two-tailed. What this means is that they can be used for good or for ill, and it also means that everything, a lot of events have two potential expressions, one of which is positive and one of which is negative. A great deal of effort and energy is being devoted right now into making you only see the negative tale. For instance, right now the alternative news community is being flooded with dire warnings of military action, martial law, and things like that. This is in an effort to get you to manifest only the negative tale. The positive tale of this would be something like what Drake's been describing. clearly this is what we want. The negative tail is what we don't want. But don't let the fear-mongering get to you, because what the fear-mongering is doing is trying to force you to manifest only the negative-tailed possibility. Same with if they get anything else off, they're going to try to convince you that they did something and got one past us, when they may have actually just been covering up for something that we did, trying to spin it as a negative so that you'll lose your trust and you'll shoot your friend, basically, when the time comes. So everything's two-tailed. That's number one. Number two, as of December 21st, 2012, we've been in an entirely new timeline. The previous timelines, which everybody had the ability to look down, prophecies were made using these timelines and whatnot, these appear to be no longer valid. Even in the case of beings that have traveled from what they thought was our future to this time period, are discovering that since 2012, that wonderful date, that none of the things that they thought of as history are occurring quite the way that they remember from their own history. What this means is that fundamentally we are in an opportunity where our free will matters. The things we do, the choices we make, matter. They matter like they may have never mattered at any other time. This means that every little effort that every single person does, whether it's a big thing or a little thing, is important and has an effect. It means that there are no predetermined futures, because we are building our own future right now. The other timelines that they had access to prior to December 21st, 2012, all appear to be some kind of simulation. You can look at them, you can travel to them, but they're not going to be what we experience, plain and simple. Point number three, the onus is on each of us as individuals to act, to take control of our future by making our plans for the best possible scenario that we can imagine. What you think, what you believe, what you fear, these things have an impact on what we manifest. The number one thing that you need to try to keep aware of in this exercise that we're going to do and as we go through this is, do not fear. See dangers, but see them clear-eyed and don't be convinced that they will come to pass. If some harmful thing does come to pass, hold on to the notion that they might have gotten some of it through, but not the whole thing. For instance, you know, everybody's worried about these chips. Well, I'll say one thing. In 2013, they were saying they were going to do it this year. In 2011, they were saying they were going to do it in 2013. So I'm not counting on those chips. But even if they manage to chip some of us, hold out to the notion that even if they have any success in chipping people, that it will only result in failure in the long run for them, meaning that every time they chip someone, it backfires, it doesn't work, they don't get what they want, right? Manifest their failure. It's kind of like a game of pretend on the school ground, in which you say, you and your friend are pretending to fight, and he's like, oh, well, I just threw a bomb at you, and you're like, no, you didn't. And he's like, yeah, I did. And you said, fine, the bomb missed. It exploded safely, often nowhere, in a sand pit where it caused no problems. Just like that. It's exactly the same principle. Anything else, Tommy?
No, that's fine. You want to continue for a bit more? Go ahead. I'm sure the members are enjoying it. I'm enjoying listening to you. It's good.
Well, it is good to say hi to people. Number one, I really, really can't emphasize the fact that there is no fate or destiny or predetermined path. We must make our own fate, our own destiny, and our own future. Don't take what somebody else dished us. It's not necessary. We don't have to live that. And other than that, I really don't have a lot to say tonight.
No, that's. I'm sure that's helped a lot of people. You know, it's important That's an important time. You know, you've gone over the fear and the anxiety of people are suffering, and the isolation because they have knowledge that a lot of other people won't accept. It's a lonely, or perceived as a very lonely world to have this knowledge. And it's difficult. And we all, at times, get on each other's nerves and disputes. But it's time to put all those disputes to one side and focus on the collective of what we want going forward.
Yeah, we're all in this together. And, you know, we all... There's so much effort at creating divisiveness, at pitting people against people based on race, gender, ethnicity, your social class, where you are in life, your age. There's so many little dimensions that they're trying to take aspects of human life in which they try to pit us on against each other. Resist these efforts. You have more in common with the other guy than you think. And they're all trying to keep us from focusing on them and realizing that it's, you know, it's not the Mexican immigrant. It's not the woman who gets a good child support settlement. It's not, you know, the person who was got a job over affirmative action over you who's the problem. The problem are the ones who made these crappy things, these crappy paradigms in which they disadvantage every single one of us while making it seem like a few of us are getting a ride when nobody is. The only ones who are getting a ride are the cabal. And it's time we took them down. Shh. Ride
yeah,
over.
Yes. Right.
Hi, Tath. It's Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi. Yeah,
Speak
you're
truth. We're different
right.
people.
Yes, we're two different people.
Oh, that's going to spoil some people's theories this evening. Oh, well. Carry on the two of you.
I really think that whatever, you know, this practice sneaking up on taking over things, this... this Jade Helm is going to backfire on them. It's exactly like you said. Each time they do these false flags, it becomes clearer to more and more unawakened ones of what they're doing. This will shine the fisheye lens right on to them because they haven't done a move this big, have they? Well, besides 9/11, right? And 9/11 has become...
Pretty much, no, yeah.
Yeah. 9/11's woken up a lot of people that have never talked about it before, so... Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about everything they do or everything they try to do where they try to push their agenda and the universe pushes back.
Yeah.
Right?
It always falls apart on them because it's not coming from any real intent of life, really. It doesn't have any creation behind it. It's just got insanity behind it. Yeah, that's something I wanted to... tell you guys that even Taff too, I'm sure we all feel very fondly of Cosmic Voice, and I actually was laughing. I was helping Tommy write up that intro he wrote, and I realized that we're even named that Cosmic Voice because we're the truth, we're the voice of truth and sanity in this insane world, and it made me laugh.
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. I know. And of course, there's people out there that conversely think the opposite. But, you know, people just love the sound of your voice and the wisdom you share, Tath, and it grows the strength and that's inside of them. And I want people to know that all of us behind the scenes not believe, know how strong you all are. Even if you feel like you're not strong, you are. I personally know that we all
Here's
would not even be here now if we were not strong enough to survive this. Go ahead.
Is that we all got to go through our own dark night of the soul, if that makes sense?
Absolutely.
Sometimes
and that
we
does
have to go
make
through
us stronger.
Multiple ones.
Yeah. Layers of the onion.
Yeah. And we come out on the other side.
Yeah.
With a
and
little bit more
purpose.
Truth and a little bit more perspective.
Yeah. People don't feel like they have a purpose or their mission is being served right now, but it actually is just by being here and still lovingly talking to each other and sometimes arguing even. It doesn't, all of that is nothing in the grand geological scale of things, you know. It's I imagine sometimes I feel that, you know, upstairs our loved ones, our families look down at us and they just love the heck out of us and admire us for just continuing to be down here right now. They know it's not easy. And gosh, even Gaia, you know, she's gotten a lot stronger lately. Everyone's feeling it. I had a kind of an emotional day myself and clearing, and I'm feeling a lot more clear, like I can ground even more to her. And she is so grateful to us for trucking on. And, you know, we're just really needed. We need each other, and Gaia needs us. And anyone that thinks that they're, because if they're not strong or they're sick right now or they're not feeling like they're strong, Gandhi has a great quote that I'm going to read out. It's short. Strength does not come from the physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will. And we certainly do have indomitable wills. Isn't that right?
Yes, I agree.
It's, and, you know, one thing that we really need to keep in mind, too, is that it's not over till it's over. Even if you have a setback, even if you have something that's not going your way for a while, don't let it convince you that you're lost. Don't let it convince you that we're lost. Don't let it convince you that we're going to lose because of it, because there's always a chance for the big turnaround, right?
Yeah,
one of the reasons why our method is successful is because we bring in the element of the rogue force or the rogue element. We introduce the possibility for the completely unanticipated.
Yes.
Service to others uses that. They gamble on the certainty of the unanticipated. Service to self orientations tend to meticulously plan out every aspect that they can. And then we come along and throw in a spanner into the works, and the whole thing just falls apart, and we're like, whoops.
Yeah, that's because our will, our intent is correct. Theirs isn't. That's why it's always going to fall flat. But just don't fall for the illusion, even no matter how dark it gets, that the dawn will come and our highest dreams will come.
And if you do fall for it, just make it a temporary thing.
Yeah, exactly. It is transient. And that's part of the exercise that we wrote into it, because that's, no matter what happens, we will be okay.
We haven't lost until every last one of us is done.
Yeah.
And
even
that's
if
never
that happens,
happen.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
Someplace. You know.
But
so that's,
we have to take our work seriously, because this isn't an invitation to sit on our butts and say, oh, well, we win. We don't got to do anything.
No, I don't think any.
We
FCD.
Win because we do stuff.
That's
we
right.
win because we take action.
Yeah. And no one in CV is going to be doing that. And our examples, I've said this before, each one of us here in Cosmic Voice is worth 1,000 unawakened ones. We can, by our example, we can give them the example. You know, how many times have I seen riots and hockey games in Vancouver and the town's getting trashed and like one single person turned a whole city block back to acting right by doing something good, you know, by going, no, that's not right. You don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it just takes a little bit of a good example.
Yep. Speak softly and have a big ripple.
That's right.
Right. The purpose of this show, we're going to go into the exercise. If Tanath and Chloe want to stay online, they're welcome to join in if they've got other things to do. I understand that also. Maybe they can chime in for a couple of minutes and say bye after this. Right, this exercise given out in point form, each point will be focused upon in a period of silence for a minute or two, depending on each section, to have time for the full feelings reactions to be explored. This is going to be an emotional roller coaster of an exercise to ensure your steady course as all this goes down. The first point is I want people to get into a calm state. There will be a period of silence for 2 minutes, and I want you to be at peace with yourself at the end of the two minutes, I'll come back in with the second part. So at this point, I want you to all go into a period of peace for 2 minutes. Thank you for that. The second point, I want you all to let go of all your current personal worries or troubles, be it illness, financial hardship, or relationship problems, and spend 2 minutes on that, please. Thank you for that. You may have to revisit that last section after the show. It's a difficult one, I understand. The next one is to focus on the preparation for you and your families and your immediate needs. Do you have money, food or medicine if you need it? Focusing on the information that's been given over the past 2 to 3 years, ask yourself, do I have all I need? Can I get it? Is there other people around that have some of it and can help? You have others, and I'll encourage others to be willing to share. I'd like you to focus on that for 2 minutes, please. The next stage. Imagine the takedown of the cabal worldwide and violence and chaos that could possibly ensue. Banks being shut down, ATMs not working, no credit cards, no access to money, people not prepared, possible rioting, military maneuvers potentially going on around your home, possibly family members not being home yet. What would you do when this happens? How are you feeling about this at your core? This is important to assess your deepest feelings of this event. By doing a dry run of this, you will help yourself to see how you need to modify your feelings and reactions to be of best use to yourself and your family. So the event has happened. How are you feeling and how are you going to go about it? And spend the next 3 minutes contemplating that, please. Right, the next section given on the last section, I was on the mute, sorry about that, will have raised a lot of emotions. Euphoria, because the weight club's over. Fear, because of the unknown. A whole gamut of emotions. You need to balance all those emotions. Behold the fears that arise in you and clear them from your heart and mind, as coming from any fear state will not assist you when that actually happens. Release it all reactions that will not serve you. see and feel them draw away from you outside of your aura. Let them go and just be in a place of calm. 1 minute on that section, please. The next section is putting you in the role of the leader of your family or group because of your knowledge base. You will be the knowledge stream for friends and family. Behold how you react to that. How will you portray it? Many will be in a state of panic. How are you going to deal with that? Many will turn to you as they will remember you speaking of these things before and dismissed it, but suddenly reality hits home. Will you be cocky and say, I told you so, or soft-spoken and calmly tell them the simple step-by-step instructions a panicking person will need to hear to be safe in the coming weeks of chaos until it's all settled? I want you to spend a few minutes thinking how you're going to react to that. The next stage is difficult for many people, given the emotions it draws. But going forward, it's going to be very important we don't act like them. The focus of the next 2 to 3 minutes, 2 minutes, is on forgiveness of yourself and all others. Each of us has played a role in this event, either directly as the cabal or indirectly through ignorance. Forgive yourself and all others and let it go. The next section, I want you to focus attention now on world peace and a smooth ground event transition. Affirm the changes you wish to see, like an end to the world's struggles, poverty, homelessness, war, evil doings, end to people and countries competing over resources. Focus on a whole new world of people of all corners of the globe coming together as one, please. The last section, I want people to focus and give thanks to all the helpers around the world and off it to bring us to this point, many of which a lot of lives have been lost, we may lose in the future. Hopefully that will be minimal, or preferably none. We are all battered and bruised, but still intact. Be thankful for that, and thank you to all the helpers around the world. Please spend 1 minute reflecting on that, please. Thank you for all for participating in that. I hope that has been of value for you. It certainly empowers many. Take it forward with you if you have to address some of the 8 items. Do so after the show or in your own good time. It's important you work through them so that you are at your best when the call comes. Remember, each and every one of you is special, and never let anybody tell you any different. We all have our own differences. We all are at different levels of learning. We have all had different learning curves and experiences. But the common bond that the cabal have tried to unglue must be stuck back together again and reinforced with gusto by the people of the world. We are the ones, and all together we will succeed. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm going to hand you back to Drake and him to say a last quick piece before we end the show. Perhaps not. Perhaps he's gone to sleep again.
I did not neither. That's guilt by association. Come on now.
Okay.
The warped sense of humor I have that you've seen on the Facebook page is applicable to every adversity that you might entertain in your mind, come across in your life, or be handed to you, sticky into the stick first. Will you give me that? And I took it. Oh boy. too many people miss the greatest joy, one of the greatest joys in life, being able to, and I just love this, being able to look adversity in the face and go and giggle at it. People believe religiously in devils or evil ones. You want to see one of them blow a gasket? Laugh in its face. You look at a situation and you say, nah, I don't think so. You are not going to do that. You not on my part, not all over my wife's clean floor. You ain't. She'd beat me to death, and you ain't getting away with that either. Come to me as dear children is applicable in terms of the innocence involved in expecting wondrous things from that nice, fresh spring day. Hopefully they'll be coming quickly, where the flowers are blooming, the sun's just right, the birds are singing, and there's a little bit of a breeze blowing, and oh, everybody is just delicious, can taste it, they want to go outside so bad. That sort of attitude and perspective covers just about everything you come across. And like I say, you look at it and go, no. And just laugh and go fix it. You'd be amazed what that does to the, because it confuses it. You're not supposed to enjoy having somebody take a dump on you. And when you don't give it the opportunity and laugh at it for the idea, that usually does it. Okay?
Right, we're very quick now. Tough. Quick thank you. And a quick goodbye. Thanks to Nath. Chloe.
Hi. Hugs, everybody. You too, Tath and Drake.
Right. We're pretty much at the end of the show. Tune in to Firehawk for updates on the militia. It's on the page. Be safe. Be strong. Be prepared. And never let anyone put you in fear. I hope you've enjoyed this show. This last song, change the I and me to we, and change the my to our. And this is the way we go. Bye for now.
My way.
And now, the end is near, so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through each chartered course, each couple stair along the byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall, and it is my way. I've loved, laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say,